Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues we care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, swimming in Africa.
There's no professional swimming. They play in shallow water. They will rarely go into deep water. And when the others realize that these ones are developing their talents, they tell them, oh, that river has crocodiles. So they turn away all of them.
Well, swimming is an individual or team sport that, as we all know, requires the use of one's arms and legs so that you can move the body through the water. Isn't this amazing? Well, the sport takes place in pools or open water, sea or lakes or wherever you like. But also, competitive swimming is one of the most popular sports in Olympics, and it has varied distance in so many styles. Is swimming the most popular sport in Africa? So we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And I want to take this moment to welcome to the show my colleague in Washington, D.C., the one and only Kenneth Odongo Bwire. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Salute, sir.
My pleasure. And for the first time, all the way from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, the host of Trendy, a show that is running in Tanzania through Azam Media Short in South Africa, the one and only Peniel Mongilwa. Welcome to the show.
It feels good to be here. I'm delighted to be a part of this show.
Definitely. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sure. From the city of Kampala, Uganda, and now in Washington, D.C., a fellow of VOA Swahili, Fiona Wamai. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Always feels good to be home.
Definitely. This is your home away from home. So we are delighted to have you back.
Thank you, Sunday.
You're welcome. We know swimming requires a set of specific techniques, and in competition, people have to take it to the next level. There are so many styles, as you name it, backstroke, butterfly, and others. But I want to know, is swimming the best sport for an African man or woman?
And I spoke to Edna Shirima all the way from San Antonio, Texas, and I wanted to know her take.
I think that we don't make it a priority sport in Africa. I think that we're so comfortable to have the water bodies, and we just feel like we can just enjoy and play with the water, but we don't really take it seriously. I think for us Africans, we take more sports like soccer and basketball more serious than we do swimming.
Right.
We tend to overlook it, you know, and mm-hmm. think that it's not as beneficial, I think.
Mm. And you can see as yourself in America and other places in Western world, kids swimming in a very high level. And we have kids in Africa swimming, but most of them playing, as you say, in the body of these waters, in rivers, in lakes, in the ocean, but not taking it to the next level. Is it the fear or what is it?
You know, I was going to tell you, I don't think it's the fear. I really think that we don't take it seriously. And I think that maybe we haven't found the right coaches that will direct us on the right path to go out and compete. Because we have lots of schools in Africa now that are boarding schools that teach swimming classes in school. And even some of them, they say that it's a must that you take a class for swimming.
Yeah.
You must know how to swim.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't feel that they think that it's important for us to take it to the next level where we actually go out and compete. I was actually researching and I noticed that
mm-hmm.
lots of Africans go out to other countries to compete, you know. They come here.
Is that what you're saying? They represent other countries but not their mother country, Africa.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
They come here to the U.S., you know, to England, they go to France, you know, but not right there in Africa.
So maybe it's about resources, you think? It's about training, it's about nurturing? Because sometimes you can have a talent, but you have to nurture the talent and love it.
I think that it's the nurturing, yes, but I also think that most people haven't found the right coach or recruiter, you know, to help build them up where they can actually go out and compete, you know. So most people think or feel that it's better if they leave and they go to another country where that sport is being more acknowledged.
Right.
So they can get that growth to compete.
You're right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe. You're right. Maybe that could be one of the reasons. You're very right. And also, what about parents?
If we have the right teachers in school that really push the sport, if we really enjoy it, you know, it makes us want to do it even further. Yeah. But I think back home, we're so lax about swimming. You know, we're just like, oh, no, it's just swimming. You know, we're just going to go to the beach and just sleep and
just walk by the beach and just
play by the beach. That's it, you know. But
maybe we need the
Michael. We have all the bodies of water to do it there. So I think that we need to address the issue more and say, hey, you guys, you know, we have the resources. We have the bodies of water. We have the schools. We have the trainers. Why aren't we doing it, you know?
Maybe we need to see some more Michael Phelps. These young people here, young men and women, see swimmers like Michael Phelps, who are coming from their communities, making that big dream of getting world recognition by swimming.
You know, that was my next topic, Shani. I was going to say, like, I think we haven't right on, right? Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't found the right person that is the motivator that we can look up to, that figure that we can say, oh my God, this is the person to go to. This is who will, you know, bring us out. We haven't found that person.
Thank you, Edna Sharima. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing swimming in Africa. And now, back to the studio. Tell me, Fiona, when we see this popular sport in Olympic in America, people go crazy. You see children at 6 years of age, like my daughter, can swim and they love swimming. They can do all these styles, butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle, and all others. Is this one of the popular or best sports in our area?
Oh, Sunday. Today you just brought all the nostalgic feelings of me growing up in the small village of Muyembe in eastern Uganda, where we would go to the river and play hide and seek in the water.
Wow.
The brown waters and it was amazing. You just really brought up such nostalgic feelings. But having said that, I think that for me, growing up in Uganda, that's the biggest I know of swimming. You know, like it's a kid's playing in the rivers, playing in the lake. Later, as I grew older, we were in Entebbe and we would go to Lake Victoria and swim. I don't know if I should call that swimming. or diving.
Oh, a little bit of both.
Or a little bit of both. But talking about taking it seriously, I don't think it's something that most people, at least by Ugandan standards, not something that any layman would take seriously, as far as I have seen. Mm. Yes, we have a few competitive swimmers in Uganda, like the Buganda princess, Sagalyambogo. I think that's about all that I know of the competitive.
And you know, as you say, my friend, you guys were swimming as children hiding underwater, you know, that's what a Navy SEAL, you could qualify to be a Navy SEAL, my friend. They go underwater for a very long time. For a very long time.
And these are dirty waters. These are brown waters. You know, they're bringing, they're carrying with them all the soil, you know, like eroded soil.
It's not like this swimming pool water we know about.
The weeds. It's not clear where you're going, but then you find yourself looking underwater and everything.
Okay, hold it right there. Talk to me, Peniel Mungilwa, video producer and presenter. You love swimming. I don't know about it, but tell me about swimming and you and your friends.
A bit of a story, if I may say. You know, I went to those schools that swimming was one of the lessons. It was on a timetable in school, and it was compulsory. You had to take swimming classes.
Wow!
But from third grade, when I was nine, I did attempt to go on swimming classes, and unfortunately for me, I had a bit of a problem, if I may say so myself, because every time I would swim, pus would form in my ears, and I got some sort of an infection.
That was painful.
So, yes. And I, as a little kid, before I noticed I was asthmatic, I used to have chest problems. So I couldn't breathe well. I'm trying to swim. I can't catch my breath. And they said it was going to, you know, it was going to go away with time.
Right.
But the problem with me was the path in my ears. So I had to go to from one hospital to another. So swimming has not been my thing since school.
Sure.
Afterwards, I wasn't allowed to swim. So when it's time for swimming classes, I would just sit on the bench and watch the rest of my classmates.
Oh, how painful was that?
I was very poor kid. You have to watch your classmates, and everybody is having so much fun except you. But when I think of the pain that I went through, I did not have, I never had any interest in swimming because I would be terrified to get in the waters because then afterwards I'd get sick and afterwards they have to examine my ears and whatnot. As an adult, you meet friends who go to swim. We have boat cruise parties. We go to the beach. And you know, with weaves and wigs that we wear, this is very expensive.
Tell me about
that we put on our heads.
Yeah.
As African women, you know, we're not born with this fancy hair and long hair and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I do attempt to get on the water and just, you know, play around, but, you know, careful so it doesn't, like, get to my hair. So for me, swimming hasn't been my thing, but I really wish I knew how to swim because I think about, what if something happens and I have to save my life?
Tell me about it. You know? Okay. Thank you so much, P. My colleague of Kenneth Wheat, tell me your experience in swimming and what do you think about our fellow African people with swimming competitions. It doesn't work for us. What happens?
Sunday, Africans, we are very poor at identifying and grooming talents. Our mentality is enshrined in class, in education, in books. That's what we value most. And we consider any other talent, be it sports, be it swimming, be it football, as a waste of time. And so, they play in water. They don't swim. We play in water.
What is that, playing in water versus swimming? What's the difference?
That's what Fiona told you. There's no professional swimming.
Okay.
They play in shallow water.
Oh.
Shallow water, just to mention. Brown, shallow water.
So Fiona did not specify specific that this is not like they're going there doing breaststrokes, doing swimming.
No. Get the point. They will rarely go into deep water because to them is a risk. Now, they go into shallow water, they overcrowd in those shallow water, and when the others realize that these ones are developing their talents, they tell them, oh, that river has crocodiles. So they turn away all of them. So there is no professional swimming by Africans. And those who participate in swimming Sunday compete at national and international level. The names we can hear come from what our mentality called privileged class. Fiona just gave you an example from somebody from a king's family, and she only managed to mention one name in the entire country. That's what she remembered. Therefore, swimming is not for Africans. Emphasize that, they don't swim. They play in water.
I think Fiona, if you look at it, he has a point, because if you're talking about swimming, we're talking about styles of swimming.
Sadly, I agree with him that when you come to think of it, like what we did in water, like the hide and seek and the everything, wasn't professional. It wasn't mechanical in any way. It was just playing. It was just having fun, you know.
And for Africans, because we've not proven where we are yet in sports. We're not there yet. So what we can do, I feel like we need to encourage the young ones to be the best they can be. Since we're not able to do it ourselves. I mean, don't you think, guys? I mean, what do you think? Changes can be made, though.
I agree with P, because let me tell you something. We in the other places, let's say we're talking about, of course, Europe and America and other places, Australia.
Yeah.
You have people swimming in so many different levels, especially not only like in beaches and lakes. They swim in like swimming pools.
Yeah.
In schools like what you had, P, growing up. But you find for us, we have the rivers, we have the lakes, we have the streams, we have the ocean.
Yeah.
We have everything we need to be the best swimmers ever.
On that same note, from the schools I went to, we had swimming galas,
Okay.
Champions were created from that swimming gala.
Sure.
So you see, it is very important to encourage kids to do their best. Because some school swimming galas, some college swimming galas, some university swimming galas, that's where the stars are made.
That's true.
I don't know if you understand.
Oh, yes.
So I think there needs to be more force and encouragement, and just tell them that, and actually just encouraging these people and telling them that swimming is a sport that can also make you money. I mean, sports mm-hmm. makes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We know that for a fact. Basketball makes a lot of money. Swimming makes a lot of money. Football, and et cetera.
Yeah.
To add on to that, I think the whole idea, it goes back to how we view our education, especially I'll talk for East Africa because that's what I know the most.
Absolutely.
That what is most important, like Kenneth really put it, for us, we look at success in forms of how many marks you get in class. It doesn't matter
how good you are outside
class, whether you're a very good athlete, you're a very good swimmer, you're a very good basketballer. I mean, at the end of the day, it goes back to how were your grades, how were your classroom grades, how were your academic grades. That's all that is important. And I will say that, unfortunately, even I myself as a parent now, I may be guilty of that, because at the end of the day, sometimes I don't stop to look at my daughter's performance outside. Say, are they doing very well in class? I mean, are they swimming? Mm. Do they have an interest in swimming? Mm. Do they have an interest in, you know, what we'll call the extracurricular activities? At the end of the day, what number was she in class, you know? And until that mindset is changed, we are not going to have those people. We are going to have the best Africans are going to get from Uganda, get from Tanzania, go to America and pursue their dreams. Because in America, they will look at them and see a winner. In Uganda, they will look at them and see a loser. See?
You see, my sister P and Fiona, there are no facilities for this swimming. So we don't value swimming.
What is the way forward?
Hold it right there, Pia. I want you to come back and tell me what's the way forward. In the meantime, hold it right there. Swimming is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vungany in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Kenneth Bwire, P. Mungilwa, and Fiona Wamai. Right now, discussing swimming. You cannot believe, ladies and gentlemen, swimming has a long history, recurring from around 10,000 years ago. And I spoke to Malam Hassan from Nigeria, and I wanted to know his take.
In Africa, it's not considered a sport. Mm-hmm. It's considered some kind of childhood phase. You know, when you're a child, you go to the river and play with the water. Not like swim. You know, like they teach you how to swim from point to point, a dive of so many meters and stuff. No, over there, is mainly when you're a child, you're just playing in the river, or rather you're going from point to point for some areas that they need to cross the river to get to somewhere, you know. But never considered a sport, you know, per se. And, you know, so people just leave it to mainly Caucasians, you know, like, hey, this is not our thing, you know. Water, no, stay away.
So water and Africans don't get along or something?
No, they don't get along. No, I'm just scared of it, you know. When I go to the beach, I mean, my kids usually, they run in and out, you know. Okay. But I get so scared, like, what's going to come out from the other end?
Yeah.
It could be a shark coming out. It could be anything. And, you know, I just don't want to I still don't want to mess with water, really. I've, you know, growing up in Africa, I remember going to the river to go and you know, swim and play and you know, catch fish, and of course you have frogs in there too.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not like clean plain water, like
Not you're right, it's like like brown, nice brown water, right?
And I think that has some kind of effect on, you know, how people turn out, Africans turn out as adults, not seeing swimming as some kind of fancy, you know, sport. Because when you remember the, you know, the nature of such water, and like you, when you've grown up on a, you know, I wonder how I didn't catch all the diseases in there, you know? Yeah. So I think that has some kind of effect on in how people see swimming as a sport, you know?
And maybe for ladies,
for them it's even worse, because even as kids, as kids, most girls don't even go to a river to go and swim. They go there to get water. But that's about it. I mean, if they have to, like, bath by the riverside, it's just by the riverside. You know, hardly see them going in. It's usually the boys that, you know, climb on a big rock and then jump, dive inside. You know, but certainly, you know, like, you know, most African-American women, they have all this, you know, attachments here and stuff. And it's expensive, bro.
It's very expensive, my brother, that's for sure. Don't play with that hair. It's expensive.
You're trying to protect it. Make sure it lasts for the 1 month that you can afford to get a new one, you know?
Exactly.
So that's a factor, too.
I know. Oh, my.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing. Wow.
No, it's not. No. It's not.
Thank you, Malam Hassan. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing swimming. And now, I want to give you the final word. P, you wanted to give us the final word. What is the way forward? And I'll come to you, Fiona Womai. Tell me, P.
I don't know, because I've been thinking to myself, what is the way forward? Because after all these conversations, it just had me thinking, what do we do? How do we get Africa on the map? How do we get more African swimmers? How do we get... And I think at the end of the day, like he said earlier, I think we need to... It needs to start from schools, from elementary schools, and so on and so forth. Also, where I come from, where I grew up, if I told my mom that I focused on swimming or I saw myself as a successful swimmer, I'm so sure she'd be very disappointed. Because we look at things like being a doctor, being a nurse, being an engineer, an IT, stuff like that. That's what we give a lot of importance to and a lot of and priority to. Sports is one thing that makes a lot of money. And our African parents are not so well educated about it, because we live through, they feel like education is the source of everything. But also education could be in any form. It could be in sports or whatnot. So I think it needs to start from school, and African parents, to be specific, they need to be educated about the importance of sports and what it can do for a person's life and living as such. Even if it doesn't make you a lot of money, it also pays off to be fit.
Thank you so much, Pete. Fiona Womai.
My almost 5-year-old daughter is passionate about swimming.
Wow.
She loves swimming.
Very nice.
She's always telling me about going to the swimming pool. And as a way forward, you know, to answer the question, as a woke parent who recognizes what it means to have a desire. So anyway, my daughter, I try as much as possible to get her to the swimming pools. And we should also realize that more than half of 70% of the time, our children spend is in school.
Thank you so much. And let me give you Kenneth Bwire the last word. And finally, what can be done way forward?
This is what I believe. Let our curriculum put emphasis on kids' talents. Let's just groom talents away from classroom or academic environment. Let's not focus on report cards and the marks they are given to kids. Investing in talents and provide facilities, I think, will provide the route to these kids also to realize that what they are born with, their talent, can give them a future. And if you are a parent who thinks that swimming is something simple, your kid should not waste time with, something that cannot take him or her anywhere, then it is simple things that make a difference.
You are right, Kenneth Bwire. Thank you so much. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Kim Rumba on the beat. Hey, Kiltani. I'm a boss man, I'm the check. Now a chimba, na winda, na kata cash. Waki kaza ching ching, we na legeza. Hata kama sina game, yo, na no geisha. Yeah, I need a cash, yeah, no shush of pressure. I'ma keep it 100, you spend it 20, cause yeah. No, while I see you romantic, heaven if not farsi, yeah. No, while I see you romantic, heaven if not farsi, you, yeah.
Welcome back, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored swimming. A very big thank you from Malam Hassan from Nigeria on the phone, and of course a big thank you to the guests right here. Thank you, Fiona Wamai. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sunday. Oh, by the way, I bought my swimming costume. I'm just looking to. Thank you.
You're ready.
I have a custom-made African print.
I want to thank you all the way from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Peniel Mungilwa, a VJ host of Trendy, broadcasting from South Africa. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
It has been an absolute pleasure, my brother. Thank you for having me. And it was nice chatting to my core guest. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Kenneth Bwire, as always, I want to extend my thanks to you, my brother.
I used to swim when I was a kid, taking care of cows, when grazing cows. I could receive a lot of strokes when I come back home, but it's because I could forget where the cows are and I could eat up people's plantations. I gave up.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, guys. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be adoption. Would you like to adopt a son or a daughter? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News.